I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. There's a cost to following Christ in Muslim-majority nations. Tom Doyle says Uncharted Ministries helps believers from a Muslim background grow in Jesus and stand firm through persecution. In the Middle East, they support and encourage believers like Hussein. He was next in line to become a sheikh. Then Christ healed him and everything changed. Hussein's family has tried to kill him several times.
God has protected him through all the attacks. There are 10 major families in his city that go back several centuries. They have all broken with him. Anyone in the family is authorized to kill him if they see him. But he said, all of these families, at least someone in the family has come to him privately and said, can you tell me about Jesus?
Hussein's story continues at missionnews.org. And no country is more enslaved to drugs than Russia. For every 10 new drug users in Russia, 6 are in Siberia in the Far East. Global Disciples supports Christian denominations in Siberia and trains them to make disciples for Jesus. Two leaders named Alexander and Anatoly were former drug addicts. God got a hold of their lives and both men traded drugs for Bible school. Today, their denomination runs a halfway house for drug addicts. Tim is with Global Disciples.
In this halfway house, we visited and talked with about 7 men there. Some had gotten out of prison not long ago. Others were there trying to break the addictions of alcohol and drugs. We prayed with them. They shared their lives and how through Jesus they have been given new life and hope.
And please pray for drug-addicted men and women in Siberia to find new life in Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.